Lord & Taylor, the nation's oldest department store, announced at the end of August that it would be closing its doors forever. After 200 years in business, the store for many people was much more than just a place to buy clothing. Here's commentator Julie Bolton Fassman on what the department store meant to her family.
In the 1960s, the Lord & Taylor in suburban Hartford, Connecticut was a chunk of white brick elegance in an otherwise drab shopping center. In that concrete strip, the store stood out as a mansion, a mecca, a refuge. My mercurial mother and I bonded when we shopped at Lord & Taylor, and its demise breaks my heart. When we were looking for the right dress for a special occasion, Lord & Taylor was our destination. Our first stop in the store was always the Birdcage restaurant. We ate our meal amid small wire cages that dangled from the ceiling and held real, live birds. The waitresses pushed carts offering tea sandwiches and precious desserts. Lord & Taylor was the epicenter of well-mannered society. After lunch, my mother and I scouted out the fancy clothes and shoes. She wielded her Hunter Green Lord & Taylor credit card like a scythe, with its white swirl of script that was the store's distinctive signature. In raised letters, the card read, "Mrs. K. Harold Bolton." My mother was born and raised in Cuba, and she was the first in her family to marry an American. To her, Lord & Taylor was about aspiring to the best life. I remember the time she found a suit in classic gray wool in the store's hushed fancy dress section. The sleeves, collar, and skirt hem were outlined in black grosgrain ribbon. The large stamped silver buttons commanded attention and respect. She couldn't afford the suit, but she bought it anyway in a quick, blinding flash. At first, she hid it from my father in her closet. Money was always tight, and they fought about it. But there, amidst the neatly folded hand-me-down cashmere sweaters from her sister-in-law, my mom's closet was an island of forbidden possibilities. I buy my mother her clothes now. When I bring them to her nursing home, I stage an ad hoc fashion show in her 9x11 room. I try to recreate the excitement of those bygone days at Lord & Taylor, but my over-the-top chair almost never works. My mom cries a lot. She misses her mobility. She misses her freedom to shop to her heart's content. With my father gone now, she misses being Mrs. K. Harold Bolton. I will never tell her Lord & Taylor has closed forever.
Judy Bolton Fassman is a writer. She's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. Read her essay and thousands of others at WBUR.org.